We have a scattering of snow showers and snow squalls across our area this afternoon. The lake effect snow has temporarily taken a break, allowing a clipper system to come into our area. This Arctic cold front will pass through tonight, and it will bring some of these areas of snow showers and some heavier squalls of snow as we work through the next several hours. And I do want you to be especially alert to these heavier snow squalls. It's very much like a summertime thunderstorm where conditions can go from fine to very stormy in a very short amount of time. Of course, in this case, it's snow, so you can have very good visibility. And like flipping a switch, we suddenly go to near whiteout conditions, very slippery roads, and within these squalls, the wind is blowing, gusting at times up over 40 miles per hour. So conditions can go from good to poor very quickly, so take extra care on the roads across our area over the next several hours. That front will push off to the east later tonight, and then we will see lake effect snow return. We have lake effect snow warnings that are in effect for portions of the western Adirondacks and also western Mohawk Valley, where accumulations are likely to exceed 6 inches between tonight into tomorrow, and the Adirondack snow amounts will be a little bit heavier. We also have a lake effect snow advisory that has been issued for the eastern Mohawk Valley, the Helderbergs and the Schoharie Valley. These areas are expecting 3 to 6 inches of snow accumulation due to lake effect tonight through the day on Wednesday. Elsewhere, we'll have a scattering of snow showers and a couple of heavier snow squalls at times as we work through the late night hours into the day on Wednesday. Also, the wind will be quite gusty behind this storm system. We are expecting wind gusts to range from 40 to potentially 50 miles per hour. So there's a wind advisory that has been issued from 1 a.m. through 5 p.m. Wednesday for the Mohawk Valley Capital Region and also the Berkshires for those very gusty winds. On top of all this, we have a good shot of cold air coming in. So temperatures on Wednesday are expected to be mainly in the 20s with some teens in the mountains. And of course, with that very gusty wind, we'll have wind chill values that will make it feel much, much colder. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, breezy, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, especially in the mountains, windy and cold, high 18 to 26. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and lake effect snow squalls, breezy, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and lake effect snow squalls, windy and cold, high 18 to 24. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of snow showers mainly this evening, breezy and cold, low 18 to 26. Tomorrow, partly sunny, windy and cool, high 26 to 34. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, breezy, low 16 to 22. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers, windy and cold, high 20 to 25. Region-wide on Thursday, variably cloudy, a chance of snow showers and squalls, especially in lake effect areas, highs in the 20s to around 30, and on Friday, variably cloudy with a chance of flurries, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.